Ladies and gentlemen, we present The Navy Lark with our three stars, Stephen Murray, John Pertwee, and Leslie Phillips. And this is Robin. I'm the one who does the early morning programs and is audibly chatty with it, Boyle announcing it. Well, once again, the crew of Tritebridge are returning from leave. They're returning by train, by coach, by bus, and in CPO Pertwee's case, by fear of the consequences if he doesn't. In fact, they're returning by almost every form of transport, as Lieutenant Murray is about to discover as he unpacks in his cabin.
Now then, dirty shirt, clean sock, slippers, other clean sock. Only it's dirty. Pajamas, three Conkers from Tunbridge Wells. Oh, bother, I can't remember which one is the 49er. Copy of Lorna Doone, bought by Auntie for the train. Copy of Fanny Hill, bought by Self for train after Auntie had gone. Electric razor. Hello, number one cabin, Lieutenant Murray here.
Dockyard police here, sir. Just thought we'd better check up to be on the safe side. Is he one of yours? Pardon? We've just had an officer belting through here who says he wasn't able to stop himself, but he was all right because he belonged to HMS Tritebridge. What? Going like stinky, was it?
You mean he was running?
Oh, no, sir. Peddling. Mounted aloft on what looked like a dude.
One-wheel bike it was. What? I know we had some funny old ways, but none of our officers would whiz about on one-wheel bikes, and they certainly wouldn't.
Then his name was Sub-Lieutenant Phillips, sir.
Dream of... Oh, dear, he's ours. I'll have a word with Mr. Phillips just as soon as he arrives.
Into the dock. Couldn't you see I was out of control?
Mr. Phillips!
Who? Oh, hello, sir. I'm back.
So we all gather. Come up here a minute, please.
Aye, aye, sir. Goodbye, Mr. Train Driver. Lovely day for a swim, wasn't it? Do what?
Phillips, come away from him.
Yeah, coming, sir, coming.
Into my cabin, quick, before he throws bits of your bike at you.
Honestly, what a lot of fuss. Just because he got a little damp.
Damp?
Yes.
He was soaked. You ought to know. You've fallen in the dock often enough.
Ah, yes, but he volunteered. When I fall in, it's an accident.
Mr. Phillips, without wishing to be an old nosy Parker, would you mind explaining why you've returned from leave on a one-wheel bike?
Well, it wasn't my fault, sir. Well, I lost my railway ticket after I got onto the train at Waterloo. I only discovered it had gone because the collector asked to see it when we left Woking.
Yeah, what happened?
He threw me off at Guildford.
Surely you could have bought another ticket?
Not for 7 shillings and 4 pence, a bunch of keys and a toffee. I couldn't.
Oh, dear. Well, couldn't you have arranged to pay later?
Possibly, sir, but I think my telling him that I was a personal friend of Dr. Beeching was a tactical error.
Very probably.
Now, fortunately, yes. I found this second-hand shop in Guildford and bought a bike for 7 and 4 pence.
A one-wheel bike?
No, sir. It had two. Then, it also had rather a lot of rust, so bits kept dropping off all the way here. I lost the mud guards at Hazelmere, the handlebars snapped at Havant, the front forks collapsed at Gosport. Another 5 miles, my bike could have been a hoop.
That must be exhausted. Sit down and have a rest.
But I'd rather not.
I lost the saddle and Peter Steele.
Sure. Why? Well, I know you've had a trying day, but now you're aboard, I'd be grateful if you'd take those bicycle clips off. And it might also look better if you'd remove that railway ticket from the side of your cap.
Oh, sorry, I had no idea. It was a I think I'd like to get drunk.
Never mind. If you send the ticket back, you might be able to claim a refund. Tell them you're a personal friend of Dr. Beach's.
I don't think I'll bother. It'd be like telling the Minister of Defense that I was a personal friend of Pertwee's.
Well, that might work. Incidentally, Pertwee's cutting it a bit fine this time.
Isn't he back yet, sir?
No, it's very odd. He hasn't sent in the customary applications for an extension of leave, either. I haven't even had the gift-wrapped one.
Pardon?
Well, his last three applications usually come with a bunch of flowers, then a crate of dodgy-looking scotch, and finally, two tickets for a performance of Rude Nudes on Ice at the Gosport Stadium.
Oh, well, if he does offer the tickets this time, sir, do you think he could take me?
No.
City.
You know, if the chief doesn't get a move on, he's going to overstay his leave. There's only about half a minute left.
I say, sir, you don't think he's,
Oh, hardly.
No, he'd never quit while the stores are showing a profit.
10 seconds to go.
Perhaps he's ill.
In his own time, never.
5 seconds. 4, 3, 2.
My Pertwee's coming through. Don't wait. Chief Petty Officer Pertwee reporting back from leave, sir. About an extension, sir. Just as I left, my dear white-haired old mother got nipped in the sideway by...
No, Chief.
A nip in the sideway is no joke.
No.
No?
No. Eh.
But they're both relieved, Chief.
What made you so late, Chief?
Business.
Business?
Yes, sir, there wasn't any. It's not this, sir. I was staying with a certain relative of mine, you see, sir, and unlike myself, sir, he was an unrepentant minimum gambler, sir.
He always lost, I take it.
Exactly, sir. Unfortunately, in trying to show him the error of his ways, the bookies copped all CPO Pertwee's lolly as well. They were dirks, sir. Every single last one of them. And every single last one of them was last.
Yes, possibly, Chief, but why did this make you late?
Well, I got about 5 bob left, then, and at the last minute, this relative of mine is my Uncle Zebediah, actually.
He's keeping well?
Never better. Well, Uncle Zebediah's got this little second-hand shop in Guildford, you see.
Now, isn't that odd?
Don't interrupt, Mr. Bill. I have a feeling this is going to be good.
Well, sir, it's not this, you see. Just as I was thinking I'd have to wait for the Rosses to pick me up, Uncle got a customer. With some steaming nit who paid 7 and 4 for the rusty old bike.
Honestly, sir, you should have seen it. Mr. Phillips has.
Nobody in his right mind could...
Oh, sir.
Oh, what a shame. Never mind, sir. It got you here.
Yeah, it got me here, too. And he's still got about 10 pence worth of it left.
Oh, that's the Pertwee's for you, sir. Always a bargain. Now, look, Mr. Phillips, sir. How about a nice lane and second-hand motor scooter, sir? We chuff, chuff, chitty, bang, bang, pop, 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 slot new. Chauffeur maintained for a maiden lady who never exceeded the limit.
I beg your pardon?
Only 185,000 miles on her clock, sir.
Yes, all right, Chief. That'll be enough sales talk for one day. Come in.
Oh, I'm terribly sorry to interrupt, but I was wondering if you could help me at all.
What is it, Lieutenant Queeg?
Oh, you know my name. Ah, well, that's more than handy. I often forget it myself, so next time I do, I'll know who to ask.
Lieutenant Queeg, sir, you're our engineering officer.
Is that a fact? Well, it takes all sorts.
Lieutenant Queeg, what do you want?
Now you have it, you see, whatever it is. I was wondering if any of you gentlemen could direct me to the frigate Trout Bridge at all.
Mr. Queeg,
yes.
This is Trout Bridge, sir. You're a boarder, sir.
You wouldn't be pulling my leg at all, would you? You wouldn't. No. I mean, if that's the case, it only goes to show what an incredibly small world it is. Or an incredibly numb leg I have. No, you must, you may have, You may have noticed that yourself, whoever you are. And don't bother to tell me, because being such a small world, we're bound to bump into each other eventually. Then if anyone else is around, they'll probably introduce us, you see.
Lieutenant Twig, I am rather busy, so if you could come back later...
I'd be delighted, delighted, delighted. Only there's a bit of a snag, you see. It's awfully difficult to come back when you're not sure where you're supposed to be going in the meantime. If you follow me. And I hope you have, because if you haven't, we're all in the soup.
No way.
It's the engine room, you see.
The engine room? What about it?
Well, just for the minute, I can't for the life of me remember where it is. There must be some engine support somewhere. I mean, stands to reason. You'd never be able to row a thing this size. No. Not even downstream with the following wind.
Mr. Phillip.
Sir.
Would you mind showing our engineer officer where the engine room is?
Aye, sir.
Most civil. Yes. You must all come round to my place sometime.
Oh.
Preferably when I'm there myself, of course. Otherwise, I might be out. Well, I'll say good...
Morning.
Is it really?
Yes.
Morning.
How for you.
If that's all, I'd best be getting down to the stalls. I've got a lot to
flog. I know, but... like to wait a minute. Before we go, what's the dockyard dirt? There's always a lot of muck flying about when we get back from leave. Who's going to cop it this time?
Well, I've hardly had time to check, sir.
Oh, nonsense. You must have heard something. You have.
Well, sir, it's nothing much, but it could lead to something, sir. Captain Povey's secretary isn't back yet.
Heather? Not back.
No, sir. Unlike a certain other deserving case, Wren Chasen got her leave extended.
Don't hush. Does Mr. Phillips know Heather isn't back?
I gather not, sir.
Well, what's Captain Povey doing about his secretary?
Rumour hath it, he's doing very nicely, sir. Very, very nicely indeed, sir. The sort of blonde that makes Mr. Phillips' bonce look like grubby cornflakes.
Oh, dear. That means more trouble once the carpet bagger of Portsmouth sees her.
Quite so, sir. And knowing Mr. Phillips, that won't be long.
Good morning, Heather.
Good morning, sir.
Just thought I'd pop in, let you know I'm lummy. You changed your hair. You changed your face as well. Now, how did you manage to crawl? Fancy that. And who wouldn't?
You wanted something, sir.
Yes, all of it. Don't bother to wrap it up. I'll take it as it is. No, I'm... Who am I? Yeah. Where's Heather? Now, who are you doing here? What time you finish? Where should we meet? Am I going too fast for you? I'm certainly going too fast for me. My tongue hurts. I've over-waggled it. Who you were saying?
I presume you must be Sub-Lieutenant Phillips, sir.
Yes, I am a jolly clever of you. How did you get?
You fit the description.
What? Whose description?
A Wren Chasen left one.
I deny it. What does it say?
Well, it's spread over 5 pages, but boiled down to, he's a lovable sort of nit.
I say.
And she also added that she'd be back soon. And if I'd had any trouble from you, she'd take great pleasure in clobbering you for a week.
Oh, I shan't be any trouble. I should be a lot of fun. Given half a chance, you know. How about meeting me behind the Naffy at about 7 tonight?
You know, you're halfway to a week's clobbering already.
Yes, possibly, but I have a feeling it's going to be worth it. Incidentally, I forgot to ask.
37, 21, 36.
Oh, what a long telephone number. Oh, well done. Yes. Where's my diary? I must write that down for future. No, I meant I'd forgotten to ask your name, actually.
I'm Wren Waters. Jan Waters.
Pardon?
Jan. It's short for Janet.
Oh. I'm Leslie. Short for lovable nit. I mean...
Now, sir, what can I do for you? Yes, well, of course, having a conversation with you is far too dangerous.
Who wants to waste time talking anyway? How about a quick plonker? Hmm? Pardon?
Oh, that was Captain Povey, actually, but they were my sentiments. Yes, Captain Povey, sir?
Ah, Wren Waters. Have the crew of Trotbridge reported back from leave, yes?
Yes, sir. Sub-Lieutenant Phillips is here now, sir.
Well, ask him to wait. I want to see him.
Aye, aye, sir. Goldfinger wants you.
Yeah, so I gathered. Yeah, now about this evening, I thought we could...
Lieutenant Phillips?
So I'm awfully sorry, sir. I'd like to include you, but you know how it is. Two's company, and, you know, and you'd be a right old damper on the snogging, sir.
No, no, no.
Captain Povey, sir. Captain, how nice. How's your wife?
Very well, thank you. How's your fiancé?
Getting ready to give me a week's clobbering. I mean, she's knitting me a lovable. No, that is...
Shut up.
Yeah, I'd rather, actually.
Wren Waters.
Sir?
Cancel all my appointments for today. I'm putting to sea in Trotbridge.
You're what, sir?
Follow me, sub-lieutenant. Let's get aboard your ship. There's no time to lose.
Oh, but there is, sir. There's lots of it.
Lots of it, maybe, but come along.
But I was making a date with 372130. Now, about this evening, I thought we could start by going
to... Mr. Phillips, you will start by getting back to your ship.
Oh, but it's so much darker behind the Nassies. No, I'm just coming, sir. I'll see you behind the Nassie at 7.
You most certainly won't.
Oh, thank heavens for that. No, I'm coming, sir. I'm just coming. Now, let's see. With a bearing of 12 and 6, a hundredweight in a smokeless zone, allowing for a 15% import duty on the starboard side, an average speed of 8 knots in all directions, that gives us X over Y, and if 8 not, Y not, and well, Z, that man.
Mr. Phillips, sir.
No, don't interrupt, Chief. I'm navigating. We'd better get down to the stores and start issuing tropical kit.
Oh, I said, try to... Tropical kit? What, in this weather?
Now, don't argue, Chief. According to my calculations, we're not far from the coast of Africa. Figures can't lie, you know.
I have a feeling that yours can tell a teeny, teeny weight well, sir.
Oh, where?
We only left Portsmouth 10 minutes ago.
What? I say, our old tub can't half go, can't it?
Told me, look, sir, if Trotbridge had wings, ran on rocket fuel, and knew the way on her todd, she couldn't get to Africa in 10 minutes.
Don't fight it, Chief. You never convinced Mr. Phillips. His navigation is in default.
In the what?
In default. That's the place where the bank keeps the money. Default. It's the... Oh, well, be like that. Sometimes I think to get a laugh out of you two, I ought to wear my trick braces and the comical boots with the pop-up toe caps that collect fag ends.
Oh, yes, please, sir.
Oh, really? It was only a joke.
Right, gentlemen. You're on station, stop engines.
Aye, aye, sir. Stop engines, Mr. Phillips.
Stop engines, Chief. Stop engines, sir.
Captain Povey, sir, would it be asking too much to inquire what we're supposed to be doing?
Well, I think it should be safe to tell you now, number one. You are out here to escort the new Admiral Superintendent of the Dockyard back into Portsmouth. He'll rendezvous with us in his barge shortly.
Oh, dear.
Number one, I thought I ordered you to stop engines. We're still underway.
Yes, we are, aren't we? One moment, sir.
Engine room here, Lieutenant Krieg speaking.
Mr. Krieg, why haven't you stopped engines?
Ah, well, there you have it, you see. I would like to have done. Yes, I was more than willing to do so, I assure you. It's just that I'm a wee bit short-handed down here, as you might say. I mean, the lad who understands all the mechanical gubbins or whatever they are isn't here just at the moment. And I wouldn't like to touch a thing without his say-so.
What?
Say-so. Oh, the lad reported back all right. Mind you, he barely had time because he had some of his auntie's homemade Dundee cake in the train coming back. And it seems to have proved a sight too powerful for the lad. all those currants and raisins, they've done him no good at all. Matter of fact, he didn't even have time to put down his kit bag. He just smiled weakly at me and vanished in a puff of smoke, you might think. However, he hopes to be back shortly, and as soon as he does manage to pop back for the moment, I'll ask him what is the exact procedure to stop the engine. I mean,
Mr. Tweed, you are supposed to be our engineer officer.
Oh, is that a fact? Well, I'll not deny it, sir. No, I mean, you must know about these things. On the other hand, if you could spare the time, perhaps you'd like to pop down here one day and you could see for yourself what a complicated mess it all is. And it's all wheels and gauges and pipes and things. You'd never credit it. You'd never credit it. It'd be amazed me. And, of course, I'm easily amazed, so that's nothing to worry.
Mr. Queen!
You're getting upset. You're getting upset, I can tell. Oh, I'm awfully sensitive, Jack. Now, just relax and leave everything to me. I think this is the lad coming back now. Yes, yes, it is. Yes. Leastways, it was. Yes. Seems to have had second thoughts and gone back again. Well, he can't be long now. As soon as he can spare a moment, I'll pass the order to stop the engines onto him. My regards to you all up there.
I have never heard anything like
it. You should come aboard more often, sir.
Mr. Phillips, sir. Mr. Phillips, look, you're not helping this one. Tiny little bit.
I'm not.
I'll tell you all. Don't be quiet.
Bridge number one here.
Starboard lookout here, sir. Lead in seaman Goldstein, Jack in.
Oh, hello, Goldstein.
This fancy looking motorboat approaching, sir. And there's so much top brass aboard, I think it may be a touring version of HMS Pinafore.
Oh, good heavens, that must be the Admiral Superintendent of the Dockyard barge.
Oh, well, in that case, sir, you'd better give him a buzz on the blower and tell him the doily cart having a joyride in his boat. And while we're chatting, sir, I think it's only civil to remind Mr. Phillips that the remains of his one-wheeled bike's dangling over the side.
Why?
Well, it's still there and getting horribly wet.
Oh, for pity's sake, let me speak to the fool. Hello, Goldstein. Where is the Admiral's barge now?
Alongside, sir.
Oh, good grief.
Not to worry, sir. He bounced. I think it must have come as a bit of a surprise to him that we were still moving, like.
Bridge number one here.
Lieutenant Creek here. I thought I ought to inquire if anything has gone wrong with that little bell thing that you ring down here from time to time.
Certainly not. Why?
Well, someone just knocked outside. I wasn't sure if it was Father Neptune or you.
It was the Admiral's barge ramming us.
Oh, is that a fact? Well, I must say I'd never suspected it. I mean, you hardly expect an Admiral to call it the traitor's entrance, do you? Well, by the way, the lad is back now. Although, by the look of him, it's only temporary. He's left his hat on. Stop engines as you suggested.
Come, up, what? Follow me. We must get out on deck and make our apologies to the Admiral.
What for, sir? He hit us. It was entirely his fault.
His what?
Fault, sir. That's the place where the bank keeps your money.
Come on. Our
after you, Captain Tidy, sir. Come on, quick.
I should have known better than to let you steam in a thousand miles.
Ahoy there, sir. Captain Toby here, sir. Our apologies for the slight, bump.
That's all, Captain Toby. Incidentally, I'm holding you directly responsible, and I shall want to see you in my office as soon as we get back to Portsmouth.
Oh, good grief, I'm ruined. They warned me he was this sort.
I can explain, sir.
Can you really? Then don't bother.
And they were right.
Well, come along, Captain. Do you intend to leave me here, bobbing about in the water in my barge all day?
No, certainly not, sir. We'll head for Portsmouth immediately, sir.
Most kind of you, Captain, and about time. Next time, I'd be grateful if you'd kindly obey your orders. To the letter, Captain, understood? To the letter.
Oh, yes, sir. I mean, sir.
Quick, number one, back on the bridge. We must escort the Admiral back to Portsmouth, and for pity's sake, don't hit his barge again.
Very good, sir.
Captain Powley, sir.
Yes?
Just a thought, sir. Goldstein reminded me that we do seem to be ever so slightly towing Mr. Phillips's bike.
What?
Well, just bear with me a minute, Mr. Phillips, sir. Now, if I could have permission to cast off his genuine bargain, sir, I think it might help the situation.
But you can't do that. It cost me 7 and 4 pounds. What are you personally talking about?
Yeah, I'd rather not say, sir, but in situations like these, it usually pays not to argue with the cheat.
Oh, very well. Thank you, sir.
Oi, Sultan!
Hello.
Cast off your salvage sword, extraneous fitting!
You what?
Just Mr. Phillips's cob swallop in the drink.
Why don't
you thank him in the
first place? Cob swallop sword. Good night. Now, would I be correct in assuming, Captain Powley, sir, that the Admiral's barge will now steam back to the dockyard with our good selves puffing merrily along with him, sir?
Well, yes, but what was that?
Patience, sir, patience. Just leave the tides to do you the rest.
Ahoy, Captain Povey. Head.